This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
But if there is a problem with the way that was written, if there were too many loopholes for people trying to get around it to utilize, then let's bring up the assault weapons ban and close all those loopholes so that we have a bill that keeps people safe.
Gabriel's excellent is an excellent question, and I want to answer that one if I may. I know it's not a debate, but this is an important point. It really is, because it is an issue that I want people to understand more about. First of all, I appreciate your words. Being here tonight is not courage. Courage is what you did and what you guys are doing and what those teachers and administrators did. That's courage. And Fred, you talked to your story a moment ago. I would tell you that what you've done in this effort, irrespective of, we may have a different view on something, that's courage. That's real courage. Now, on the issue that you've raised about the background checks, relate directly to what you said about the assault weapons ban. It's not the loopholes. It's the problem that once you start looking at how easy it is to get around it, you would literally have to ban every semi-automatic rifle that's sold in America. That is a valid position to hold, but my colleagues do not support banning every semi-automatic rifle sold in America.
I believe that the idea that...
Well, this is from the CNN town hall. I think it was brilliant to have this conversation. And I got to tell you, my respect for Marco Rubio, regardless, to be there and to listen to the people went up exponentially. Dana Loesch as well. The bullets that she took on behalf of, Second Amendment believing citizens and the way she carried the case there and represented in the heat of this moment. There's lots of heat, lots of emotions. We can all talk about how our hearts are broken everywhere across the country. People have called me, have sent me emails, how our heartbroken that we all are over what happened in Florida. And just as passionate as these people are who have experienced this, and I'm grateful to have the conversation because I think some things are going to be done. And there is going to be a better process, I think, that will be win-win for all. But let me say this, that I don't see that either side is going to get, their way 100%. I think there's going to be something accomplished in the middle here. The empirical evidence, if they want to pause on this and consider it, of course, if I was there and talking about empirical evidence, they're going to boo me out of there. They don't want to hear about the empirical evidence right now that in other countries where they've taken away guns, mass murders are happening, and they seem to be happening with increasing frequency because the people don't have a chance to protect themselves. Given the opportunity, would you much rather be in a situation where you're just totally vulnerable in no way of protecting yourself and relying on the police who arrive at a situation in minutes? In some cases, anywhere from, 7-8 minutes to as much as 19 minutes. And that'll deviate from time to time. But, do you want to spin the wheel and say, okay, I'm going to hope that the police come here sooner, more closer to the 7 minutes than later to the 19-minute deal? So spin the wheel and take your chances. And meanwhile, in that 7 minutes, as you know, when you're in a situation measured by seconds, minutes is a lifetime. Are you ready? to be even more vulnerable. This is Bill Martinez. The conversation continues. Thank you for joining in. We've got more coming up right after this.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody...
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Again, we welcome all our affiliates across the country in over 280 markets around the world via shortwave, Red State Alert Radio, the CRN Digital Radio Network. Welcome aboard, Blog Talk as well. We thank you for joining us as we continue the conversation on the topics of the day. We had scheduled, I will tell you up front, Melanie Morgan, and I was really looking forward to it. I always like talking with Melanie. We go back many, many years in working together on, work for our troops overseas. And she is a national spokeswoman and co-founder of the MediaEqualizer.com. Her organization is holding the media accountable. I guess Melanie got so excited at CPAC, that's where she's at. She's lost her voice. Hopefully it's not anything more than that. With the flu season being what it is, and we're still in there. And now batting, ladies and gentlemen, for Melanie Morgan, number one on his back, number one in your heart. Brian Maloney is with us, editor-in-chief. of MediaEqualizer.com. Hey, Brian, thank you for stepping in. How can you lose your voice at CPAC? Was Melanie just getting excited there?
That's the worst. Isn't that the worst? Poor Melanie. I don't know. She'll have to get it back somehow because she's got a whole bunch of interviews. But I may be filling in for her a lot today.
Yeah, it sounds like it. But thank you for stepping up here. The topic here, Brian, has to do with... how dishonest the media has been covering the Florida shooting. I mean, the tough thing about all this stuff is there's so much emotion on this. You feel like you're walking on hallowed ground. With due respect, for the victims and the families that have been so greatly affected by this. And what I have challenged them with is that they need to be careful that this movement does not get hijacked. And by that, I mean by the dishonest media, by other interests that are just, they're loud and clear here. I mean, basically, what they are yelling about is they want all assault weapons off the table. They want to have one big mass burning across the country of every automatic, every semi-automatic AR-15 or AK. They want it burned to hell, and that's it, end of story. This seems to be the case, And also, their attack on the NRA smacks of partisanship and prejudice, and that's unfortunate if we're going to have a true, honest discussion about gun control in this country.
Well, look, they have no intention of having an honest debate about gun control. This is a grab. Their fantasy is to enact what has occurred in Australia and the UK. So you say, you talk about, we need to look at the motives of those who are behind this. This entire reaction has been manufactured by the news media and probably has George Soros money behind it. So I think there's no surprise at what we're seeing here. The problem is for conservatives, and I think this is a lot of what I hope would be discussed at CPAC today, would be, you mentioned the emotions. And I think that the left is much more adept at playing on those emotions and stirring people up and manipulating them the way they want it, and they have their friends in the media to do so. I think as conservatives, we're many, many steps behind. In a situation like this, a lot of us have kind of had to back off almost completely because the frenzy that's been whipped up here, we end up on the wrong end of it. They're better at this than we are, and they make us look like we're the shooters almost.
Exactly. Well, what happens, it's kind of like somebody drowning. I've used this analogy before, Brian, you know, for people who have been lifeguards. It's a little bit, you know, when you first go to lifeguard school, they tell you the first thing, you know, you see somebody drowning out there, do not go out and save them. What? You know, what are you talking about? Well, when they're, you know, fresh with energy and fight, if you go out there and save them right away, they're going to drown you too. And both of you are going to drown out there. So you have to kind of let them fight their way to where they're exhausted, and then there's no fight in them, and now you can go, and they're not going to resist you, and you can bring them to shore. This is what I like in this situation, is that because of the emotion, you can't, to your point, have an honest discussion, because my heart's breaking. I'm emotionalized. I've got to get this out of me. And, I mean, God bless Senator Rubio and Dana Loesch for, you know, being there and being the target of this, of these emotions. Yeah, the reason Republicans, you know, and conservatives do not do well in these situations is because the emotions run really hard unless you have a bigger microphone. And I don't know how you can get a bigger microphone over the, you know, the resonance of these broken hearts. You've got to let it play itself out, to your point. You got to step away for a moment, let it breathe, and then we can talk about it. But right now it's too fresh.
Well, exactly. But the left, you know, they move in to manipulate an issue like this for partisan political purposes immediately. But and they get away with it because they understand how to manipulate the emotions. As conservatives, we're more logical. We lay out the arguments, you know, but this and this and this. But it's not a time when anyone wants to hear logical arguments. They want to be a part of this emotion and this collective sorrow, which we all feel, of course.
Right.
Conservatives are the ones that are most likely to step back and say, you know, we need to grieve right now, whereas the left immediately wants blood. Look at how they turn this immediately against Trump and immediately against the NRA, neither one of whom had anything to do with this at
exactly.
all, what happened in Florida. And the schools were able to turn this, you know, there's no argument about why the school didn't do more. There's no argument about the FBI. It's just about the NRA and guns.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and this is something that, you know, has happened again. And the reason I'm cautioning people about their cause being hijacked is, as you know, Brian, this is what's happened. I mean, they say, we don't want to do the same old thing. Well, guess what? You've fallen into the trap. You're doing exactly the same old thing. You're politicizing this situation because it feels good. It helps soothe your emotions right now. But at the end of the day, are we going to advance the cause? Because your child is dead. You're grieving. We understand that as much as we can understand it. We can only imagine what you must be going through. But like you, we want to solve this problem. We want to get ahead of this problem. And, you know, we've talked on this show at the very root of this problem is the very heart and soul of our culture. We have become a culture of death. And, you know, we kill our babies in the womb. We watch video games. We listen to music that promotes death. And then we wonder why we get death in return. This is what we have sown. It is what we are reaping. And nobody is talking about that. Because what happens when we talk about that, Brian, we make it uncomfortable because we start talking about self-responsibility. You know, what was my role in my child? And I know they don't want to hear this right now, but maybe if we're going to have an honest discussion about this, we need to get to that point to where the grief is true and honest and that we do not get carried away with the emotions, because the emotions are going to get in the way of reasonable consideration and reasonable results, so we don't have to do this again. Brian Maloney is with us, editor-in-chief of themediaequalizer.com. More from Brian on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon, or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Brian Maloney is with us, editor-in-chief of MediaEqualizer.com. Brian, I'm going to let you summarize, you know, what happened with the CNN town hall. And this, they call it a debate. I'm not sure we're right. You know, to your point, not sure we're ready for a debate at this particular juncture. I think there's a lot of emotions to this, and rightfully so. And we just need to hear what they're saying. And I believe this is what Donald Trump did yesterday in meeting with these families and these victims of these recent, even going back to Sandy Hook, you know, these families that have been affected by these mass murders on school campuses.
Well, you know, that's absolutely right. And let's look at, I mean, let's just take a step back here in terms of whether we're ready for this debate or not. It shouldn't be CNN that has any part in holding that debate given their history. I mean, CNN is not a reputable, honest source for that kind of a discussion. I mean, given that they have a long history of, I mean, they can't even run a fair and honest presidential debate. I mean, look at the history we've had with questions being said in advance to Hillary and this kind of thing. And now we have information that that's what happened again, where a student was given a question from CNN when they wouldn't allow him to ask the one that he wanted to. And that came out this morning. So, I mean, this is, you know, we need that debate to actually be honest. We cannot expect CNN or any of those major networks to conduct it that way. They never will. They have an agenda, and that is gun control. They don't want to talk about any of the other issues.
Right, exactly. And this is the unfortunate thing, Brian, like we were talking about, is that when you have barriers like that, it stops the discussion, you know, cold in its tracks. And that's unfortunate, because if we're going to have an honest, forthright discussion about this, we need to take the prejudice out of there. And again, shame on CNN for doing that. Look at, you know, you can't change their spots. That's just who they are, isn't it?
No, you can't. But I also would question, I think that something's been bothering me about this situation, and that is the idea of students becoming sudden instant political activist celebrities because they were students at that school out of the face of this much death and destruction. There's something way too opportunistic about it when some of them already have publicists and are already doing multiple media interviews in a day. There's something about it that seems shameless to me.
Right. I'm with you on it. Brian, the Mueller indictments, as we wrap things up, I appreciate you giving us some time, and you're live there at CPAC and with Melanie Sick, and now you're doing her job and your job. I mean, you're probably hoping for the gift of bilocation about this time.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So the Mueller indictments, give us your perspective on that.
Well, I mean, at this point, I mean, there's obviously nothing there. And what I found particularly interesting was news today that the Democrats are trying to use this Russia narrative as a fundraising gimmick. Mm-hmm. But now they're saying they need $300 million in donations for this November's election to counter all the Russians that are going to be interfering with the elections and rigging the elections. So I think that kind of sums up the fraudulent nature of the entire narrative of this going back a year now, that there's nothing there in terms of the indictments. There isn't going to be anything there. And it is about partisan politics because they're fundraising off of it. So to me, you know, I think it's time to expose it for what it really is, a fraud. And we have so much else going on in this country that we would be better served taking care of.
Again, the people need to keep in perspective, not one Republican or noted conservative attorney on the Mueller team, all Democrats, some closely affiliated with Hillary Clinton and Democratic apparatchiks. You know, this smacks, and I thought it was interesting that Rosenstein took it right to the edge and could not say that Trump was, you know, was no longer implicated in this.
If they had something on him, we would know about it by now.
Mm-hmm.
We
would
have known about it a while back.
Right. Yeah, there's no blue dress here. You know, I don't know what they're coming
exactly
up with.
Well, and when there is a blue dress, then they want to change the subject, you know, when it affects a Clinton or a Democrat. So we've seen this movie so many times before. It's brazen partisanship. And I think that ultimately they're hurting themselves by pushing this too far.
Mm-hmm. Well, can the voter understand that? That's the challenge when you have 90% of the media anti-Trump pro-Democrat, pro-progressive, and Marxist. The mainstream media has declared itself, including the NPR, which we the people are paying for, which bothers me beyond expression.
Well, I think we're winning that particular issue as conservatives. I think they're actually undermining themselves on the fake Russia narrative. I think most people think it's silly, and even on the left, deep down, if they thought about it, they realize there aren't a bunch of Russians out to, rig our elections and manipulate our government. It's silly. I do think, though, that they are much more skilled at manipulating emotions in the aftermath of a shooting spree. So I think if you look at where the left is going to go, just in terms of trying to win November's elections, they're just going to shift that way and probably realize they need to start giving up on the Russia-Trump thing.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Brian, I know we have to let you go. Again, thank you so much for stepping up for Melanie. Give her a hug for us. Tell her we hope she feels better. Brian, you got it, buddy.
In our group on Facebook.
Please.
Activism group on Facebook.
Okay.
108,000 members. And I would hope that your listeners would join because we're really fighting back there hard. It's called Stop the Scalpings. I know it has a funny name, one word, Stop the Scalpings. And I hope that your listeners would join Stop the Scalpings today because we've got a lot going on there for them.
You got it. Brian Maloney, editor-in-chief of MediaEqualizer.com. Have a good time there at CPAC. Look forward to talking to you again and getting a further update down the road, Brian, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Take care. All right. About 26 minutes after the top of the hour. Appreciate Brian stepping up for Melanie and what he shared with us and bringing some sobriety to the conversation. This is tough. It's hard to be sober and, reasonable about it, especially at this point. I'm talking about the Florida shooting and what's going on. Again, what I'm concerned is that we've got some energy here, and I think that's positive. But what are we going to do with that energy? Is it going to be manipulated? Is George Soros' fingers involved? Bloomberg, other notables that always seem to run to the front. I mean, the surfboards are out. They feel surf is up, and they're out there trying to catch the big wave of discontentment here. Anything to further divide us. I mean, this is an opportunity, I believe, that we can be united on something. But it's the approach and how, and I think that conservatives need to understand that there's a lot of pain here that we're dealing with. And we need to hear the pain. We need to listen to what's going on. And by the same token, the people who are feeling the pain, you have to grieve and you've got to go through this. But it's not going to happen. I want to be honest with you. This is not going to happen overnight. I know they're saying, hey, bump stocks. The president said, hey, we're going to get rid of bump stocks. He says, why are we waiting? Why don't we do this tomorrow? Well, I think there's probably some things that can be done in a transactional sort of way that can be more immediate. I agree. There's that possibility. But we are a due process. We are a country of laws, and we have to do it in respect to the Constitution. You cannot rip up the Constitution over this. If we do, then we run a greater risk and we're going to end up creating greater problems down the road. You imagine? I mean, we're already, I believe, in trouble in some instances in our country because we have had people who wanted to set aside the Constitution, including our former president. And as a result of doing it, look at what's going on with immigration. Look what's going on with the DACA recipients. They're out there in limbo like never before. And where did this all come from? The FBI investigations, all, laws that were broken, that were ignored. So we need to be careful. The Constitution remains our guide with all due respect. This is Bill Martinez. Thank you for being with us at 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest smallest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life.
Bill Martinez live.
Somebody testify, testify.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you get to go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you're so inclined to drop us an email, we always love to hear from you, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to talk about a new movie, Samson. Yes, Samson, the movie. And we've got the star, Samson himself, all muscled up, ready to go, Taylor James, who has many film and TV credits that include Blitz for Lionsgate, Mamma Mia for Universal, Christmas Eve for Unstuck, and Justice League for Warner Brothers. Needless to say, his credits go on and on. Taylor, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here to talk about Samson. How did you get involved with this movie?
Well, I got involved in the usual routine that actors do. We get an opportunity to audition for a film. And I think that's where it kind of took a different turn. to the average audition, because from that moment when I received the opportunity, I knew I had to be involved in the project. I wanted it more than anything. There was a huge connection to the material, to the story, to Samson as a character. It's so powerful that when I had an opportunity to speak with Bruce, who was the director, we spoke at length. We forgot about the business of work, and we simply just got lost into Samson's message and to the story within Judges and how we could tell the story in the best possible way in a modern age, in a cinematic age. And I suppose that chord that was forged between Bruce and I couldn't be broken. And from there, it was simply a case of just ticking the boxes to getting onto set.
Well, Taylor, there's something compelling about Chosen, Betrayed, and Redeemed. Boy, it's almost like all of us experience those three, aspects of our humanity, don't we?
Correct. Yeah, it's and that's why Samson is so prevalent relevant, should I say, to audience members today, because the themes that are within the story are so easy to relate to. They may come clothed in different disguises. He may have had to, carry a gate on his back or defeat 1,000 Philistines, but we all have to defeat something in our life, or we all have to carry a burden or a weight of something in our own life. So the relations to his story and his emotions and our story and our emotions are so parable, it's unbelievable.
Well, the basic synopsis of Samson is, of course, based on the powerful biblical epic of a champion chosen by God to deliver Israel. His supernatural strength, impulsive decisions quickly pit him against the oppressive Palestine Empire. After being betrayed by a wicked prince and a beautiful temptress, Samson is captured, blinded by his enemies. He calls upon his God once more for supernatural strength and turns imprisonment and blindness into final victory, right?
You said that so beautifully. That is so the definition of the story. And I will only add a small part to that, Bill, that simply in the beginning, Samson is blinded by his own arrogance and pride and reluctance when he's at his strongest. And at the end, when he's at his weakest and he is physically blinded, that's when he becomes his most powerful the ultimate humility to God himself, and it's that moment where he faces and has the opportunity for redemption.
Exactly. Well, and that's what happens. You have this sense growing up. I mean, his mother and father known, all along, and sense that he was chosen by God, that he was a special child. His brother, depicted in the movie, understands this. So, no drink, he hadn't cut his hair, had actually taken the vow of the Nazarite vow. And so this is all depicted, and as things roll along, he's still human, but he understands there's something special. The hand of God is upon him, and as you say, Taylor, his arrogance gets him in trouble, but that's the time for redemption, when he realizes that God's promise to him are still there, and he draws on that promise, and of course this gives him the final victory.
Correct. Yes, he makes a lot of impulsive decisions early on, as, not tarring us with the same brush, as we all do as humans. And it's how we deal with the ramifications of our own actions, and it's how we learn from experiences that ultimately gives us the ability to grow and to evolve and to walk the path that was bestowed before us. And obviously, Samson's path is written for him, and his mother and father know that more than anything, and it's reminded throughout the film. And I feel his youth and his impulsiveness in the beginning is the perfect starting block. It's the perfect beginning to an arc that is wonderful to watch.
Exactly.
Or even read. Yeah.
Taylor, what do you want the audience to draw from this?
Good question. I hope everybody has a slightly different experience from the film. And I say that in terms of that's what good art should do. It allows us to have a personal connection with music or film or poetry that ultimately resonates within us and strikes a stronger and creates a stronger chord. So I hope everybody takes something slightly unique and different away from it that reflects to their own life that they're currently in. But as a religious message, as a message of good moral and good ethics, I think to be reminded that at its core, God is willing to forgive us and love us no matter how many times we fail.
Mm-hmm. Well, Taylor, as we touched it early on, you have had an incredible career. You've been around some very talented people, and you know, and this is another step in the journey that you continue to experience your talents, your giftings being expressed in this in a little bit different than what you've done before, right?
Correct, Bill, and thank you for such kind words. I feel that the years I have spent in London's West End Theatre with such great playwrights, you know, as William Shakespeare, or directors like Michael Branich, actors like Judi Dench and Kenneth Branagh, they have instilled within me a value and a core ethic to tell stories the best possible way. And I have been patient, and I have studied and learnt my craft, which has put me in a position where I feel I am now ready to show the world what I can do as an actor, but also to bring the right validation, accreditation, justification to a role such as Samson. So when I have an opportunity in my career moving forward to play such iconic roles, I want to do it at the best of my ability and make that so believable that the audiences walk away with the most amount of empathy for Samson as they can.
Well, I tell you, our audience is in for a treat. The release date next month, right?
Correct. February the 16th, I will be in Los Angeles, and I'm so excited that it's coming out, and I'm looking forward to hearing all the positive feedback.
Well, we're definitely looking forward to it. Taylor James, we appreciate the opportunity to talk to you about Samson, this faith-based movie that is releasing on February the 16th. Great job. I had a chance to get a little sneak peek of it, and I know our audience is going to be greatly blessed by Samson, Chosen, Betrayed, and Redeemed. Taylor James, who stars at Samson on Bill Martinez Live. Taylor James, thank you so much.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
1 out of 4 people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You know what this means, huh? Steve Evans, the movie guy, live from Hollywood.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
You know, now it's my turn to kind of fake out Brad. Brad's in mission control, and he's handling the deal. He hears me talk, and he goes, okay, well, Martinez is going to go ahead, so I need to pot this thing down a little bit. But, you know, hey, it's all part of the process, Steve-O. But, you know, you get the drill. It's
I was impressed you talked right up to the intro.
Well, hey, that's the old disc jockey days, right?
Absolutely.
You know,
you
have to do that sort of thing. Hey, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Steve Evans, live from Hollywood. He is the movie guy, world famous, and Black Panther, speaking of world famous, my goodness, I wonder if Walt Disney could give us a loan here.
Oh, my God. Well, Disney is ringing the cash register early this year.
Yeah.
It was an amazing open. I mean, they were expecting big numbers, and they got bigger numbers. It made about $235 million just in North America over the four-day President's Day weekend. That was the biggest opening ever for President's Day weekend and the fifth-largest movie opening of all time behind a bunch of Star Wars films. And besides that, it brought in about $169 million overseas. Not counting China, Japan, and Russia, which have yet to launch. So
exactly,
it is just. I saw the movie, by the way.
And oh, you did. What'd you think?
From an entertainment standpoint, it's a great film. It's very entertaining, but there's so much going on in this movie. Of course, we have the first ever African American superhero, who is the lead in this movie. A predominantly African American cast. We got a black director as well. But there's so much going on, and it was much more political than I thought. And
really?
I'll explain. Yeah, because I came away from it thinking, you know, this is kind of revisiting and returning to a question that was the African American community was really wrestling with back in the 60s and back during civil rights. And that was what path to take. Would it be the Martin Luther King nonviolent approach or Malcolm X and Stokely Carmichael, more of the black power approach? That is one of the themes in this movie. So I won't give too much away. I would see it. It's just a remarkable film.
Well, I got to tell you, I've heard a lot of great things about it, and of course, the theaters love it. Steve-O, when have we seen 50,000 average? 50,000 average per theater. I mean, this is incredible. No wonder they're all high-fiving and ordering more popcorn, because I think they sold out.
Well, they did. It's the type of movie that should be seen in a theater because it's it's a comic movie. You got all kinds of action and all kinds. Visually, it's spectacular. So you should see it in a theater. And of course, the theater owners are quite happy that that is the case.
Well, good.
I think it should probably make another $100 million this weekend. So.
Oh, bummer, huh?
Yeah. There you go.
We'll keep it rolling. So it'll be number one for another week.
Yes.
At least. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then Peter Rabbit number two, huh?
Peter Rabbit making a ways behind at 17.5. Then we have 50 Shades Freed. That was 17.3. Then Jumanji continues to roll. That's made about $377 million in this country. So that was number four. And 15.17 to Paris, still in the top five there.
Okay.
We have some interesting films coming out this weekend. I already have my ticket for Game Night, which I've seen the trailers. I've been watching the trailers for quite some time now. 82% of the critics are recommending this film starring Jason Bateman and Rachel McAdams. They star as Max and Annie, and they have this weekly couples game night. You know, these couples get together, they play games. Well, on this particular night, it gets kicked up a notch by Max's brother, Brooks, played by Kyle Chandler, and he arranges this murder mystery party, complete with fake thugs and faux federal agents. So when Brooks gets kidnapped, well, they think it's all a part of the game, right? But as the six competitive gamers set out to solve the case and win, they discover that neither this game nor Brooks are quite what they seem to be, with no rules or no points or no idea who is who. This could turn out to be the most fun they've ever had, or game over.
Game
night. Check out the theater. 82% recommending that one.
Brother Brook, out the door, huh?
And you remember a movie called Ex Machina? Remember that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Great film, one of my favorites. It was directed by Alex Garland. Well, he is also directing a movie that's opening up this weekend called Annihilation, which is getting great reviews. 91% are recommending this. And basically, this is about a biologist played by Natalie Portman who signs up for this dangerous secret expedition into an area where the laws of nature don't apply. And this is all based on a series of books by Jeff Vandermeer, and it's called the Southern Reach Trilogy. And they came out beginning in 2014, and it was Annihilation, and the second book, I believe, was Authority and Acceptance. And this movie kind of combines all three, and essentially what you have is a movie about a secret agency that manages expeditions into this location known as Area X. Mm-hmm. And the area is uninhabited, and it's in an abandoned part of the United States that nature has begun to reclaim after a mysterious world-changing event, which takes place basically in the first scene of the movie. And this could be out of a John Carpenter movie.
Oh, yeah.
You know, remember the thing where...
Yes, exactly. Huh? Yeah.
Okay, well, this is the same thing here. You got a meteor originating from deep space. It streaks past the camera, striking this lighthouse along the United States coastline, and thus begins the movie Annihilation. 91% recommending that one. It looks really good. Want to see that one as well.
Okay.
And that's not all. We got a lot going on here.
Yeah, we got.
Well, this is a great concept for a movie. It's called Every Day. It's not reviewed for the critics, which makes me a little nervous when they don't release these for the critics, but that's what the case is here. This is based on David Lathiason's book, Every Day. It tells the story of Rhiannon, and this is a 16-year-old girl who falls in love with this mysterious soul named A, who inhabits a different body every day.
Wow.
That is the idea of this movie.
It's like 50 First Dates all over again, huh?
Well, every day they have this connection and they have to work each day to find each other because she doesn't know who he is, inhabiting on that particular day.
Mm-hmm.
And so the more they two fall in love, the more the realities of loving someone who is a different person every 24 hours begins to take a toll, leaving Rhiannon and A to face the hardest decision either has ever had to make. Interesting concept,
though. Yeah, at least they didn't call her Sybil or something, so it's okay.
Well, that could have been the case.
That's another story. Okay. All right.
Another movie. Another movie called here Anna, or rather I should say Hannah. And the reason I'm bringing this up is it stars the great Charlotte Rampling. And this is an intimate portrait of a woman drifting between reality and denial when she's left alone to grapple with the consequences of her husband's imprisonment. It investigates modern-day alienation, the struggle to connect, and the dividing lines between individual identity, personal relationships and societal pressures. Not reviewed for the critics, but it does start Charlotte Rampling. It is subtitled. It's heavy going, but a very interesting film as well.
I love these independent, limited, really, of course, you get to see them. I mean, they won't be in any other theater, but in your zip code, the only theater that will be playing it will be yours, and you get to see these all the time. But these are really special movies that I find quite fascinating. And, you know, speaking of relationship and connectivity, you know, Steve, not that long ago, when they asked people how many close friends they had, average number about 3 to 5. And today, when they ask people how many close friends they have, the number is zero. I mean, our society, yeah, I thought that was quite fascinating, especially in light of the debate that we're having right now, about people and the manifestation, the bad manifestation of things that are coming out from the lack of connectivity. So this is a fascinating movie. I like the premise.
What do they attribute that to? Is that because of the internet and because of people being more involved with their commuters and virtual reality than reality? Or
I think it's a lot of things. Like anything, there's lots of moving parts here. Yes, and you think, well, you know, here we are in the information age. John Naisbitt in Megatrends talked about with the increase of technology, there was going to be this yearning for more touch. And people have got, you know, this tribalism. We've separated ourselves. We've distanced. We're not as trusting. All the hashtagging and the disunification and identification that we have as a one nation is all. I mean, we're really in chaos in a lot of ways, and people just don't trust anybody anymore. They're very mean spirited. You can't talk. I mean, you got to be careful. I mean, sometimes people have conversations with me because they, well, you're a talk show host, and they figure all hosts barred. But you know, you have to look over my shoulder sometimes because you don't know who you're offending and who the person is that's asking you the question is offending. And God forbid you have this conversation on an airplane because then people are throwing peanuts at you. So, you know, it's just kind of weird. You know what I'm saying? That
these are definitely interesting.
Hey, see, these are all, and this is all part and parcel to what's going on. And, you know, the culture, I mean, you know, you look at the things that are, you know, promoting this. You know, you got movies, the music, the video games, all this stuff is part and parcel. It's not any one thing, but I think the one thing you can go to is just the heart and soul of humanity and the culture that we're in right now. And we need to draw a pause on that if we're going to correct it and do something positive that is good for all concerned.
Well, I think you're right. I think these are very interesting days. I think the book has yet to be written that really encapsulates what we're going through, or maybe many books that will be written to try to come to grips with exactly what we're going through, or maybe movies as well, trying to get a grip on this new information digital age and what it's doing to society. Wow.
Well, I tell the kids all the time, experience defines preference, and we've got lots of experience right now that we can look at. It's all there on the chalkboard, and, you know, the good thing about living in this country is we get to pick and choose what kind of experience we want. So, you know, if you're tired of fussing and fighting and arguing and creating problems and you want to get along, let's choose those virtues and those things that promote harmony, right?
Absolutely, and you get to choose the movie you want to see as well. And there are a lot out there to see this weekend.
Yeah, without a doubt. Steve Evans, the movie guy, live from Hollywood. We'll see you at the Cineplex, and plenty of popcorn for everybody. And, of course, we'll see that the Black Panther number one again next week, right? That's what your prediction.
That'll be it, Dan.
Easy.
Have a great weekend.
We're really putting you on a limb there, aren't we? Have a good one, Steve-O. We'll see you at the Cineplex, buddy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer.